朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们的生命一直被它改变，而这个改变给我们带来了极大的喜乐和笃定。
Our lives will keep being changed, being transformed, and this transformation will bring about a certainty, a surety.
我们自己都会感谢、惊讶自己的改变。
And we would be awed at the fact that we have been changed.
从前我是这样子的人，为什么今天同样的事情发生，我能够有不同的反应呢？
In time past, when I encountered this, I was so different.Than who I am now.
耶稣改变我了。
Jesus has changed me.
从前我对事情的追求都是那么肤浅的。
When I pursue after things, they were all so shallow.
哦，今生的。
They're all temporal.
只在乎眼前的。
I only care about what I see now.
而现在我居然有不同的眼光了。
But now all of a sudden I see things differently.
而且我祷告的时候发现事情发生了。
And when I pray, I'm discovering things are happening.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里面你会发现我们所注意的不再只是外面的祝福和恩典。
Brothers and sisters, you'll discover that when we are in Christ, our focus is no longer on the blessings and the grace that He has in our lives.
我们越来越来越来越多是在主自己身上。
And we began to focus more and more on Jesus Himself.
我想你的孩子天天如果只谢谢你给他的糖，给他买的 game，而不谢谢你，你总是很难过的，对不对？
I trust that if you have kids and all they are appreciative of are the prizes or the gifts and the candies that you give them and not you, there's something that's hurting inside, right?
今天谢谢你爸爸，那个糖真好吃，那个糖怎么做的？那个糖太好了。
And they keep thanking you or they keep praising the candy that you gave them and wondering how that candy was made.
所以你发现当我们数算主恩典的时候，很多时候我们都是数算恩典跟祝福本身。
A lot of times when we count our blessings, you discover that we are counting the blessings itself.
当什么时候我们开始数算的，不是说不能数算这些，而且能够更多是对主发生感恩的时候，表示我们成长。
But you discover as we are beginning to count these blessings, not that we cannot do so, but when we count them, we begin to look at the giver. We begin to thank Jesus, who is the source of those blessings.
我想有一个故事你们听过很多遍 ，Brother Ernest 不久前也讲过，有很多的 version。
Then we know that we are being changed and transformed. And I know this particular story. You guys all heard different versions of it.
我这个故事是我在书上大概快二十年前看的，他还写他的全名。我不会念一个法国人的名字。
I read the story about 20 years ago, and it was written by a particular author, a French author. I didn't know how to pronounce his name.
就是一个非常有钱的一个古典那个古董收藏家，古画、名画。
He was a particular a collector of famous art.
他收集了很多世界上大家以为最宝贵的画。
He collected many many paintings that are esteemed as very very precious in the world.
但是他的太太很早就去世了。
But his wife passed away very early.
然后他跟他独生的儿子相依为命。
And he lived his life with his only son.
但是没有想到他的儿子也在大概不到二十岁的时候也因为病而去世了。
And his son, because of illness, about the age of 20, he also passed away.
我只是简单讲这个故事，他心里就非常难过，郁郁于终。
And so he was great sorrow when this happened.
所以后来他也死掉了。
And later on, he also passed away.
全世界的名画收藏家都跑来因为有一个拍卖会。
And then news was given and an auction would be taking place to sell all these precious art.
你们知道这个故事吗？
And you know the story.
那么多的画摆在那里。
And so many these famous arts are being displayed.
当拍卖会开始的时候。
And at the beginning of the auction.
他们第一个的拍卖就是一幅现代画。
And the very first piece was a modern piece.
不是以前的那些名画。
It was not of those famous artists who's died already.
不仅仅画家没有名，连画的人也没有名。
The artist himself was not famous. The portrait was not very famous.
那就是他心爱儿子的画像。
It was a portrait of the son whom he loved.
拍卖的时候没有人要买。
And during the auction, nobody wanted to purchase that piece.
没想到他家的这个老管家、老仆人。
And the old servant for this house.
从小看着这个孩子长大。
He watched this little boy grow up.
他把他得到的钱拿出来买的这幅画。
And from the money that he had, he said, "I'll buy that piece."
因为他爱这个孩子。
Because he loved that child.
没想到才卖完的时候，拍卖的人就说：“ auction 到是 over。
And after this particular piece was sold,the auctioneer announced, okay, the auction's over.
他就念那个遗嘱。
And then he begins to read the will.
谁有我的儿子，谁就拥有我的一切。
Whoever possesses my son possesses all that I have.
弟兄姊妹，这个故事，先不管它是真的发生在什么时候，真实性是什么。
Not to focus on when the story happened and how real the story was.
它说稍微说明一点圣经里面的真理。
But it does describe a particular portion of truth in Scripture.
在宇宙的创造者、万有的主宰里面，他的心就是这样。
And the author of the universe, the creator of all things, this was his heart.
谁有我的儿子，谁就拥有我的一切。
Whoever possesses my son.Possesses my all.
所以以弗所书一章三节，我们在神曾经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that God has given us all the blessings in the heavenly places.
已经给了，不是准备给。
And it has already been given to us, not that He's ready to give it to us.
神已经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气就全给了。
And all the heavenly places, all the blessings has been given to us in Christ.
所以哥罗西书二章九节也说，神本性一切的丰富就是神的性情。
And Colossians 2:9 also tells us that all of the natures of God
都有形有体的居住在基督里，而你们在他里面也得了这个丰富。
Dwells in Christ bodily, and in Him you have this richness.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个好处神留下来不给我。
There's not one good thing that the Lord will withhold from us.
但是从另外一个角度来说，神所有的好处我们一样都得不到。
But from another perspective, of all the blessings of God, you may not have a single one.
除非我们得到基督。
Unless you have Christ.
当我们得到基督，得到一切。
And when you have Christ, you have it all.
得不到基督，什么都没有。
If you do not have Christ, you have nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that the Lord will open our eyes.
太多的事情吸引我们的眼睛。
Too many things draws our attention.
我们喜欢看球赛，我们喜欢玩 video game, 我们喜欢上网，我们喜欢做这个做那个。
We love sports, we love video games, we love to do this, we love to do that.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里劝我们，他说我只有一件事情。
But Paul admonishes us that he has but one thing.
只有一件事情， one thing I do.
There's one thing that he's doing.
刚刚启正在带我们唱诗，唱一件事的时候。
And Brother Chi Chen was leading us in the time of worship, the one particular song.
我就想起我曾经认识的一个属灵长辈，他已经被主接去了。
I remember an elderly brother, he's with the Lord now.
他说他在年轻的时候。
He said that when he was still younger.
他们宿舍几个弟兄，这个像弟兄之家，好，他们彼此追求。
The group of brothers, they live in the same place and they pursue the Lord together.
他说他跟他属灵同伴彼此之间有个默契。
And there is a chemistry between him and his spiritual companion.
他说不管我们在哪里哈。
He said it doesn't matter where we go.
我们有没有机会见到面讲话。
Whether we have the opportunity to be face to face to talk.
我们只要看到对方举起这个的时候，就知道什么事情。
And when we see each other, when we do this, we all know what each other's talking about.
这个表示什么？
What is this?
我只有一件事情。
One thing. One thing I do.
就是要得到基督。
To lay hold of Christ.
对不对？我只有一件事情。
It's just one thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我觉得你要这样子也可以哈。
Brothers, if you want to do this, that's fine.
我们也来彼此勉励，我们这样子好吧。
We do this. This is better.
不光我们只有一件事情。
Not only one thing.
我们要得到神的上好，就是耶稣基督。
We want the very best of God, that is Christ.
不然我们每一个人可能都有 one thing. 你是想要读书，你是想要赚钱，你是想要找工作。
Perhaps we all have our own one things, as to a particular education, a job, or whatever it is.
这样不光是 one thing.
Not only the one thing that we're all pursuing.
而且是 the best thing, 最好的事情。
But we're all going after the very best.
我们要得到神的上好。
We want God's very best.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ, His Son.
然后我们也要活出神的最好。
And we want to live out His best.
就是活着不再是我，是主。
And when we live, it's no longer I, but Christ, the Lord.
没有人举给你看，早上刷牙的时候对自己比一下。
And if nobody does this to you, when you're in the morning in front of the mirror, show it to yourself.
这是我今天的 goal.
Today, this is my goal.
One thing I do.
There's one thing that I do.
我要 attend God's best.
I want to attain God's very best.
然后我要活出他的最好。
And then I want to live out His very best.
不论生无论死，要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether life or by death, that Christ would be magnified through me.
我们听这些话的时候，我们很愿意。
Brothers and sisters, when we hear these words, I know we all have a willing heart.
但是你要把这些话放在平常最让你受苦的处境里面去看看。
But when we place these words in the circumstances that causes the greatest pain.
当下次夫妻吵架，老板为难我们，身体病痛折磨的时候， 这句话一样出来。
The next time we're in an argument with our spouse, we have a difficulty at work, and we have physical ailments, when these same words are applied.
弟兄姊妹，这个是决定要操练的。
And brothers and sisters, we need to practice and practice.
One thing I do.
There's one thing that I do.
有一件事情，有一件事情，有一件事情。
There's one thing. There's one thing. There's one thing.
等一下，我们讲到我们是天上的国民，天上国民的 citizenship, 公民权是永远不会掉的。
And we're going to talk about the citizenship of heaven. The citizenship will never lose.
但是奖赏会掉的。
But the prize we may lose.
我们不跑，不好好跑，得不到奖赏的。
If we do not run, we do not run well, we will lose the prize.
所以我们不光是天上的国民。
So not only are we citizens of heaven.
我们是在场上赛跑的人。
But we are those who are racing on the course.
我们每一个基督徒都被放在场上了。
Every single Christian has been placed on the field.
弟兄姊妹，只要你重生得救，你已经被神放在这条路上。
If you are born again, God has placed you in the middle of that race.
跑不跑是你我的事情。
Whether you run or not.
怎么跑是你我的事情。
How we run depends on you and me.
跑的结局是你我的事情。
And the conclusion of that race depends on you and me.
我们自己要去面对我们这一生的结果。
We have to face the end of our lives.
我们永远不会失去天上国民的身份。
We will never lose our position as citizens of heaven.
但是我们可能失去了神在基督里给我们的奖赏。
But we may have lost the prize that we would have gained in Christ.
保罗说，我不是以为我自己已经得着了。
So Paul says, I do not count myself as having apprehended.
他问的是竭力追
But I pursued.
那个原文是说把你全身的力量都挤出来用出来。
And the original language talks about using all of his might, every ounce of his strength.
我就是要得到基督。
I want Christ.
好，所以我在小组交通里面曾经听过有弟兄姊妹讲说，保罗能够做到这样子，因为大马色的意象。
And I've heard one sister that was shared in small groups that you know Paul is able to do this because he had the vision at Damascus.
那怎么办？我们没有一个人有大马色的意
象。So what happens to the rest of us? None of us had that same vision, right?
我大马色都没去过。
I've never even been to Damascus.
我现在更不敢去。
I dare not go there now.
叙利亚那边太危险了。
It is a very dangerous place.
对不对？弟兄姊妹，保罗这个人错误错得太厉害了。
Brother Sister Paul, he has erred so severely.
他一直以为他是为神大发热心。
He thought he was zealous for God.
神为了转他。
And God for the purpose of turning him.
神用特别的经历领导他。
And God used a special experience to come to him.
今天如果你说要有大马色的意象才能爱主的话。
If you say only for this experience Damascus for me to be able to love the Lord.
那个常常会成为我们的借口跟拦阻。
I will tell you this becomes a very easy excuse for all of us.
保罗是因为他错得太厉害。
Paul's because he errs so badly.
然后保罗是因为神有太重要的托付要给他。
And also because God has such an important commission for him.
保罗有太严肃的征战，太重大的代价要付。
There's such a severe battle that he needs to face, such a price that he has to pay.
神向他显现。
So God revealed himself to him that way.
但是保罗生命的改变。
But the transformation of his life.
保罗生命的长大成熟跟你我一模一样。
And the growth of his life is no different than you and me.
借着对神对神的话信而顺服。
And his absolute obedience concerning the word of God.
耶稣基督来到地上的时候，不是来的时候就是成人了，他从婴孩长起。
Jesus Christ, when he came, he did not come as an adult. He came as a babe and grew into adulthood.
他借着这天上的父神。在平凡在今生充满苦难的世代里面绝对的信而顺服而长大的。
He trusted and obeyed his heavenly father in all things through this process of growing up.
保罗在大马色路上遇见主的时候基督临到他。
Paul, when he met the Lord at Damascus, Christ came to him.
但是他跟我们一样。
But he is just like us.
要长成基督成熟的身量这是一个过程。
He needed to grow into the full stature of Christ.That is a process.
他也是一样借着凡事上忘记背后努力面前忘记背后努力面前
And through the same process of forgetting the things of past and pressing on towards the future.
借着我只有一件事只有一件事只有一件事
And through this one thing, one thing, one thing.
所以弟兄姊妹不光是要有一个清楚的标杆
So brothers, not only do we need to have a clear goal.
我们要有坚定的心智
We need to have a steadfast heart.
所以这一路上有太多的事情会来打断我们。
And there are too many things in this life that's going to put an interruption to our run.
有外面的，有我们里面的软弱。
Things that are outward, things that are inside.
外面的挫折。
And the conflicts outwardly.
里面的灰心和放弃。
And the despair and the giving up within us.
外面世界的诱惑。
The temptation of the world.
里面肉体的贪恋。
And the lust of the flesh within.
外面的拦阻。
the difficulties on the outside,
我们里面的小信通通都会打扰我们
and the lack of faith within us, all these things would hinder us.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们中间只要成熟的人都要存着这样子的心智。
But Paul says, all of you who are mature, you all ought to have the same mind.
如果存着别的心智，主要用这个来指示我们，要把我们带回来，把我们纠正回来。
If you think otherwise, the Lord is going to correct you, he's going to change you and bring you back.
然后底下说到，无论我们到了什么地步，都应该这样子做。
And he says, no matter where we are, what do we do, how, what we have attained, we have to do this, the same thing.
千万不要读成，然而我到了什么地步，就当照什么地步行，好像是说，哎呀，顺其自然，不要勉强。
Again, the Chinese translation verse 16 just says, we go along with our circumstances. That's not what the scripture is talking about.
我们乃是要都要一起好好起来的。
But again, nevertheless, doesn't matter where you are, you need to rise up.
Walk by the same rule.
So he's very specific. He says, walk by the same rule.
假如你今天要到一个，你今天到一个深山，到南美里面。
For example, you're going to the Amazons, deep into the South America.
你不知道路怎么走出来。
You don't have a path that is laid out in front of you.
有一个非常有经验的这个在当地长大的人告诉你。
And there's a native who grew up in that place, and he tells you.
你只要碰到任何岔路需要选择的时候。
And whenever you come to a fork in the road.
二右一左。
Two rights and one left.
两次走右边，下一个走左边。
And make a right on the first two forks and make a left on the third one.
你不管发生多少次，你就这样走，你就会走出来。
It doesn't matter what happens to you, as long as you follow this rule, you'll get out of the jungle.
你如果听他的话，
and if you listen to him,
你就走得出来，你就走得出来。
And then you could get out.
你不听他的话
If you don't listen to him,
你看到下一个该左了，你说你看那么多人都走右边。
And you say, okay, the next one I'm supposed to make a left from what he said, but everybody's going right.
你看右边那条路更宽更好走。
And the road on the right is, seems a lot easier, is broader.
或是右边有 lake view.
And there's a lake view on the right side.
那么漂亮的风景。
And I can see the beautiful scenery.
不管什么理由。
But no matter what the reason.
如果你不照着他所指示你走的话，你早晚失迷。
If you do not follow the rule this native has given you, you will be lost.
那你碰壁，你只好再 make a turn 回来，重新算我刚刚应该是向哪走。
And then if you didn't follow him, you got lost. You got to backtrack and remember where did you not listen to him.
我们就白费的功夫，白浪费的时间。
And you discover you wasted your time, you wasted your effort.
那我希望几次的不顺服以后，能够让我们学会信任他所说的。
I pray that the number of times of disobedience would turn us to the point that we would trust and believe what he's telling us.
就是保罗劝我们的，不要再走迷路了。
And so this is what Paul's telling us. Don't get lost anymore.
要有坚定的心智。
Have a steadfast heart.
就是一件事。
One thing.
得着基督。
Lay hold of Christ.
只有一件事。
One thing.
得到神的上好，活出我们
的最好。Have the very best of Christ.
这是保罗告诉我们的。
And this is what Paul's telling us.
那接下来
and to follow,
保罗讲到未来的时候
when Paul talks about what's to come,
讲到基督是我们荣耀的盼望
that Christ is our glorious hope.
他劝我们要一同效法他，也当留意看那些留意我们照着我们榜样行的人。
And he admonishes us to follow his example and those who also walk by those same pattern.
这就是保罗伟大的地方。
And this is how great Paul can be.
他把谦卑
He takes humility
跟把握平衡得这么好
and certainty, he balanced it so well.
谦卑，没有人像保罗这么谦卑。
There's no one as humble as Paul.
但是你如果要说骄傲，其实不是骄傲，他那么笃定，你们要效法我。
You look at it, you say, oh, that's prideful. But no, he's so certain of it.
因为他知道他所传的是什么。
He knows what he's preaching.
他知道他过生活的原则是什么。
He knows the principle of his life.
他知道他所走的路是什么。
He knows the path that he's on.
所以他能够一再的说，你们要效法我。
Therefore, he can say, look at me, use me as a pattern.
他现在甚至说要留意观察那些效法我的人。
And he says, not only me, but those who walk by the same pattern.
你发现他们不一样了。
You discover they're different.
他们走出来了。
They got out.
所以我听到弟兄姊妹顺着顺服神的话就被改变了，我们就赞美神，真的是走出来了。
So when I hear brothers and sisters by obedience they trust the Lord, they got out of their circumstances. We praise God because they know the secret now.
所以神家需要榜样，需要见证。
And brothers and sisters, the house of the Lord needs examples, needs testimonies.
让我们一起加油哈。
That we will all help one another.
好，我们昨天几个年轻弟兄帮我抬书架，抬了六个书架的书到我的办公室来。
The number of younger brothers and sisters, brothers who were moving a bookshelf for me to my cube.
完了。我们一起出去吃饭。
And afterwards, we went out to eat together.
吃完饭的时候，我们在门口等，等的时候，我们在讲话。
And we were waiting, at the door, and we were chatting as we were waiting.
讲到中国二胎化以后造成那么多 这个啊、今这个大家借着这件事情，在网络上听说有很多的对话，我是只听到一两个。
And I heard there's a lot of communication that's going on with China's new policy about allowing two children per family.
但是他们告诉我们说，就算改成二胎化，很多人也都不生了。
And even if the new policy is instituted, a lot of people don't want kids anymore.
我们说在台湾也是一样，我跟于师母过马路的时候，看人家推车过来，一看里面是狗或猫哈。
And Taiwan, we say it's the same way.Pastor Nancy and I were walking on the street. People would be walking around with a stroller, and we go look at the baby, but it turns out to be a dog or a cat.
那现在医学院的学生都不去学妇产科，都当兽医去了。
And all the doctors and nurses, they no longer focus on a maternity wards or delivery.
好，我就很好奇地问他们说：“你们都计划生几个？”
And so, in curiosity, I asked those brothers that were standing there, young brothers,
你们猜
how many kids do you guys want?What's the answer?
在台湾是负成长的哈，你生孩子还给你奖励，政府给钱的。
In Taiwan, if you have kids, the government actually rewards you with money.
我很高兴，他们 minimum 是 two.
And every one of them says minimum two.
还有更多的。
And some wanted more.
我听着就很高兴，觉得不一样啊。
And I was very glad to hear their answers.
还没想到有一个弟兄讲，他说因为我们周围的榜样很好。
And a particular brother says that we have great examples around us.
我听着很高兴，对不对？你有榜样才敢生嘛。
And I was
天天看到人家吵架离婚的，就不敢多生。
I was very happy to hear them say that you know there are good examples around us, examples of how people can have more kids and they can follow that path.
所以已经结婚的弟兄姊妹要做榜样，好让教会生养众。
So, brother and sister, if you are married and you have kids, or you want, let's all have more kids. That the house of God may be fruitful.
第二个，要防备那些基督使教的仇敌。
And he warns us that to be against those who are enemies of the cross.
保罗在这里说，有许多人行事是基督使教的仇敌。
And he says that there are many who would live or do things.But they do it as the enemies of the cross.
我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
Because I've told you this often, but now I tell you this weeping.
弟兄姊妹，保罗为什么这么重，甚至要流泪告诉他们
？And why is Paul so serious? Why is he at the point of weeping when he's telling them?
因为这些人就像《使徒行传》二十章，他告诉以弗所的长老，他说这些是凶恶的豺狼。
And as Acts chapter 20, he was telling the elders of Ephesians, these are wolves among sheep.
他们外表做的是叫别人来跟随他。
Outwardly, the things that they do, they're attracting people to follow them.
但是加拉太书里面是讲到说，他们目的是要把你们 exclude， 把你们从神的救恩里面给切掉的。
But the book of Galatians, Paul says the reason why they do what they do is because they want to separate you from the grace of God.
他外面对你好得很。
They're very good to you outwardly.
外面也要你们来关心他，安慰来尊重他。
They want you to care about him, to respect him.
要你们听他的，听他的教训。
To listen to his teachings.
但是目的是要把我们从救恩里面带出去。
But the purpose of all this is to take you out of salvation.
所以保罗在这里讲这些人的时候，他心里面一点不是因为嫉妒而来的。
Paul, when he says these things in verse 18, is not because of envy.
他是爱自己的孩子们，怕他们真的认贼为父。
He loves his old children. He is fearful that they would take a wolf to be their father.
而这些人被称为基督十字架的仇敌，因为他们否定了十字架的绝对性跟完全性。
And these people are the enemies of Christ because they rejected the absoluteness of the cross.
他们认为光基督的十字架不够。
And they feel like the cross in itself is not enough.
还需要行割礼。
You need to also be circumcised.
还需要守安息日。
You need to keep the Sabbath.
还需要这样，还需要那样。
You need to do this. You also need to do that.
弟兄姊妹，这是把神儿女们从救恩中带出来了。
And so now they have led the children of God out of the grace of God.
你不管读《使徒行传》、读《加拉太书》、读《罗马书》，你发现这些教会里面都有这样子的人。
Whether you're reading the book of Acts, Galatians, or Romans, you'll discover that at those times there are people that are rising up, that are doing these things.
我没有时间去讲了，但是保罗都是用很重的话讲这些。
I don't have time to go through those in detail, but Paul is very severe in words when he talks about these people.
他们就是叫人去跟他，这是他们的目的。
The whole purpose that men would follow them.
他们的神是自己的肚腹，说的他们只重享受。
Their God is their own belly. It talks about their own satisfaction.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，他们就是只重虚荣。
and they glory in their shame. They only care about the vain glory.
专以地上的事为念，就是只重今生。
And they only set their mind on the things of earthly things, the things of this life.
换句话说，这些人只重享受，只重虚荣，只重今生的人。
And they only care about enjoyment.Their pride and what they have in this life.
他们在那里夸口自己是行过割礼的。
And they boast to everyone, I am one that is circumcised.
他们在那里夸自己的好行为。
And they boast of their good deeds.
保罗说这是以自己的羞辱居然当作荣耀。
Paul says these are to be the things that you are shameful of, but you glory in them.
就像那个国王的美衣一样啊。
Just like that the king with a glorious robe.
被欺骗，以为穿着一件透明的。人看不见的美衣上街去加冕典礼。
That king that was deceived and thinking that he's putting on a wonderful gown, yet he was actually naked and attending that.
让别人看见他的羞耻。
And then everybody saw his shame.
今天我们什么时候骄傲
？And whenever we are prideful,
我们就是在暴露自己的肤浅跟羞耻。
We are exposing how shallow we are and how shameful we are.
我们自己有一天回头看都会羞耻。
And one day when we look back, we will be ashamed of ourselves.
这是我们在主的面前。求神怜悯我们的
啊！ So we ask the Lord to be merciful with us.
最后一件事情。
And lastly,
要持定天上国民的荣耀身份和盼望。
And hold fast to the glorious position and hope of the citizenship of heaven.
刚刚我讲了他们三个特点，第四个特点就是他们的结局就是沉沦啊。
We talked about again those people we mentioned earlier. Their conclusion, their end is destruction.
好，那我们现在讲到天上的国民。
And again.The citizenship of heaven.
在这里讲到一个极大的对比。
There's a big contrast to the group of people we just talked about.
基督十字架的仇敌跟天上的国民。
The enemies of the cross of Christ versus those who are citizens of heaven.
保罗说我们却是天上的国民。
And Paul says, which we are.
今天地上的人为了拿美国公民权不知道花多少功夫。
In this world, a lot of people want to have the citizenship of the United States. They use...All sorts of means and money to try to get it.
花钱花力花心思就是为了拿到美国公民。
They don't care how much they spend, how much effort that they would put into it. They want the citizenship.
你看拿到绿卡了，拿到公民了，你看我们高兴的。
We got the green card. I'm a citizen of USA. We're all happy and joyous.
但是拿到天上 citizenship, 我们很少 celebrate.
But we hardly celebrate when we have the citizenship of heaven.
不光是天上的 citizen, 我们是天上的公民，然后我们现在是基督的大使 ,ambassador for Christ.
We are not only citizens of heaven, but we are also ambassadors for Christ.
这是圣经的话，不是往脸上贴金。
This is not us trying to elevate ourselves, but what the word of God tells us.
今天你拿到了美国公民，然后成为美国驻中国的大使，你看看你神不神奇。
And if you are a citizen of America, and you are also an ambassador of America and China,Don't you have something to boast about?
今天我们是天上的国民，然后我们是基督的大使来到地上。
But today we are citizens of heaven, and yet we are the ambassadors of Christ in this world.
所以保罗劝我们要持定这个天上国民的荣耀身份跟荣耀的盼望。
And so Paul says you got to hold fast to this glorious position and this glorious hope that you possess.
两个盼望，一个等候救主耶稣要再来。
One, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back again.
第二个，我们的卑贱的身体要被改变，身体要被改变。
Secondly, this lowly body will be transformed to a glorious one.
我们再也不生病了。
We'll no longer be sick.
再也不软弱了。
We'll no longer be weak.
我说你们要看我肿瘤的话，现在看，将来看不到的。
I've said to a lot of people, if you want to look at the tumor on my face, take a good look at it now. You won't see it in eternity to come.
要看我的皱纹，要看我的老，现在看，将来看不到了。
My wrinkles, my aging, take a good look now because you won't see it then.
将来怎么样？圣经上说我不知道，但是我们知道。他若显现，我们要像他。
How I will be, I don't know, but I know the scripture says that I will be like him.
你们怎么都不笑呢
？How come none of you guys are？
弟兄姊妹，我们身体要被改变啊
！You guys ought to be joyous.
永远不再朽坏，不再衰残。
It's no longer be corruptible. It will no longer fade away or fall away.
不再玷污。
And no longer be defiled.
那是将来要发生的事。
These are the things that is to come.
卑贱的身体将来要被改变。
This corruptible.Based body will be changed.
而在今生，在你我活着的时候，我卑贱的生命要被他改变。
But brother and sister, while we are still alive today, this debased life is going to be changed.
这是一个太荣耀的生活。
Should be changed because it's a glorious living.
我们这班人是自天而来，为天而活，向天而去。
We are a people that is from heaven, living for heaven and moving towards heaven.
我们一起说好不好
？Can you repeat that together?
自天而来。
We are from heaven.
为天而活
We're living for heaven
向天而去
We're going towards heaven
万事万物都在改变但是你永远不改变
All things are changing but you are forever the same
你永远是我们那独一而且荣耀的标杆
You are our one and a glorious gold and purpose
你是我们的至宝
You are our utmost prize
你是我们活着最大的意义和价值
And you are the reason why we live and our value and our worth
你是我们内心最深的满足和安息
You're the greatest satisfaction, the peace within us
主啊，得着你就得到了一切
Yes, Lord, when we have you, we have everything
没有你，就算我们得到的全世界也都是没有价值
If we don't have you and we have all the world, there is of no value
主啊，你怎样把这样子的心智放在保罗心中，也求你放在我们里面。
Lord, as you place such a desire in Paul's heart, we pray that you would put it in all of us.
那我们里面有真实的谦卑，有神圣的不满足。
And a true humility, a true a holy, heavenly dissatisfaction.
啊，我们有清楚的标杆，我们有笃定的心智。
A clear goal and a certainty of mind.
那我们真是只有一件事，就是要得着基督。
That we really only have one thing, that we will lay hold of Christ.
帮助我们在你血和恩典的底下，学会忘记背后，努力面前。
And under your grace and under your blood, that we will learn to forget the past and move forward.
好，让我们那天见你的时候是欢欢喜喜。
That day when we see you, we will be rejoicing.
是丰丰富富的进神国。
And in fullness that we enter into the heavenly home.
把所有在难处中的弟兄姊妹都交给你。
Again, we bring all the brothers and sisters who are in difficulties into your hands.
不管是身外的，是身内的。
Whether those difficulties are outward or inward.
不管是工作上，家庭里的。
Whether it's be at work or be at home.
主，不管是什么。
Lord, no matter what it is.
我们都求你帮助我们在你的恩典中。来经历你，来得着你，来活出你。
We pray that you would be our help, that in your grace we would experience you, we would lay hold of you, we would live out for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友。相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。